Where did vampires come from? The man stood silently outside Scotland Yard. His tall, black-clad figure seemed to absorb the dreary London fog around him. On either side of him stood two women, both striking, both deadly. They didn't speak, but their piercing eyes spoke volumes. Mike, as he was now called, finally broke the silence. It didn't have to end like this. We could have been allies.
My body feels like it's been flattened by a train. Maybe an entire fleet of trains. A bath might help, I think, even though the idea of moving feels impossible. Sitting up is a Herculean task. Mason! Sorsha's sing-songy voice, thick with her heavy Scottish accent, pounds at my eardrums like a hammer. Gods, Mason, you look just awful. Where in the hells did you get those bruises from?
Bruises?
I glanced down, unease rippling through me as I noticed how the black silk of my nightdress nearly matched the deep, mottled bruises blooming across my wrists and thighs. Did I fall? Was I pushed? No, the placement doesn't make sense. How could this have happened? And why can't I remember? I can't remember anything after we finished our drinks last night.
I haven't seen you for 3 days, Mason. Sorsha's face pales, worry carving deep lines into her delicate features.
I do not doubt that we will have plenty of fun. I wouldn't have committed to you if I had even a single doubt. Truth is, I'm a prick. I'm also a serial monogamist.
I'll make you rich. The merchant drops a burlap sack on the table where it lands with a heavy thud and slides it toward Jay Lee. The clink of the coins inside is enough to make Jay Lee inhale sharply in surprise.
I've heard that before, Donna, she said airily,
but I'm not after the money. Dorna smirks and rolls her eyes upward toward the dusty rafters of the old tavern.
All you priestesses are the same, claiming you're above earthly temptations, But I know the Church of Marlana could use the money, and you won't turn away a donation of this size. You take this job, and there's...
People in the Human Resources Department have annoying voices and talk like they're 13 years old when chatting about my career over the phone. But that's probably just my opinion of girls with super high-pitched voices.
I believe they all took the same Human Resources 101 class and were told about relevant conversation phrases like,
what a great question, and I'm so glad you asked that.
Perfect. Perfect. I had one phone in.
Sorry for being so late, she apologized. Dar made a sour face while passing bowls of soup to everyone around the table.
Who does that kind of math anyway?
I do, her father pronounced. Where's Helen? She can back me up on that.
Still grading my work, Dar grimaced. Feels like waiting for the end of the world.
I heard that,
Helen shouted from the living room.